إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة البقرة he mentioned about the Bani Israel and Allah سبحانه وتعالى said أفتؤمنون ببعد الكتاب وتكفرون ببعد فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are you going to take something from the book and reject the rest? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ Will you have iman on something out of the book? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ And you will deny something else. وَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ And what is the reward for those of you who do this? إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Except that the life of this world will be made very difficult and terrible for you. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And on the day of judgment, يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ You will be returned towards the worst of punishments. أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ The most severe punishment. فَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what you do. Is not غافل from your amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Bani Israel in 28 out of the 30 juz of the Quran. The Bani Israel in one form or the other, in one way or the other, the story of Musa alayhi salam and the issues of Bani Israel have been mentioned in the Quran entirely. It's almost as if the Quran is about the Bani Israel. The reason is because this is the ummah which came before us. This is the ummah which preceded us. And this is the ummah which went on the same path that we are going on. Until Rasulullah said that there will not be, if they went into a hole, you will go into the same hole. And may Allah protect us from this. So the Bani Israel is mentioned so many times because this is the ummah that we have to learn from. And we have to learn from their mistakes and not commit those mistakes. And that is the reason why the Bani Israel is mentioned so many times. Because there is no ummah after this ummah, after us. Rasulullah said, لا نبي بعدي ولا أمة بعدك. He said, there is no Nabi after me and there is no ummah after you. And this is part of our iman that Rasulullah wasallam is the Khatam al-Nabiyyin. That there is no Nabi and there is no Rasul after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, this ummah is the last ummah. And we have to learn the lessons from the people who came before us. And the people who immediately preceded us are the Bani Israel. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them so many times in the Quran. This ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is part of ayah number 84, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a typical practice of the Bani Israel, which may Allah forgive us, seems to be the most prevalent thing among the Muslimin today, which is تُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالْبَعْدِ That we accept from this deen, from this sharia, from this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which suits us. And we leave that which does not suit us. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ Allah says, are you going to take something from this book and have iman on something from this book which suits you? And you will leave out the others. For example, we do not like to eat pork anyway. So if somebody says, eat pork with a very bad, dirty, you should not say the word also. Okay, alhamdulillah. What about alcohol? What about cigarette smoking? What about drugs? What about gambling? What about slot machines? What about watching all sorts of stuff on the internet? Eh? The hurmat is the same. This is also haram, that's also haram. So how come one thing for you, we have made it more haram than the other? Allah did not make it more haram. Allah said, well, they're all haram. I'm giving you only one example. There are many such examples. We will pray the salah But we will not stop lying and cheating. We will not stop deceiving people. Haram. We praise Allah because it suits us, Allah Alam. Maybe this is habits. Allah knows best. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you take from the book what you like? Some things, and you leave out other things. This is the biggest illness that we have today. Biggest illness. We take from this deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever suits us. And what does not suit us, we leave it out. This, if we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah very clearly explained what will happen. And two things will happen. Khizyun fil hayati dunya. Allah said, the life of this world will be made difficult for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his punishment in the world itself. Illnesses and accidents and loss of wealth and loss of peace of mind, fear, all sorts of things. And Allah knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, khizyun fil hayati dunya. This life of this world will be made severe and very difficult, and punishment will come to in the world itself. And then, after living through that, if you still do not make tawbah and still do not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْأَذَابِ And then on the day of judgment, you will be turned towards the worst of punishment. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. You must understand that this is a world of cause and effect. Again, this is our selective thinking that shaitan has put in our heads. We believe this world is a world of cause and effect. Yes, everybody says, so logical, cause and effect. Then, in which case, there has to be an effect of good deeds and there has to be an effect of sin in the world itself. Why do we believe that the world is a world of cause and effect, but that sin has no effect? Eh? This is illogical, this makes no sense. If you are saying that the world is a world of cause and effect, then every action must have a reaction. So every action must have a reaction. That's what Newton said. No, Newton's third law. What is Newton's third law? Every action has a reaction which is equal and opposite. Huh? So every action has a reaction. So how do we believe that sin does not have a reaction? It has a reaction. Definitely it has a reaction. It has a reaction at an individual level in your own life. And it has a reaction at a collective level in society itself. We are coming towards the end of the month of December, when the coming of the new year is celebrated by maximizing sin. Inshallah, the khutbah of next Jumu'ah, maybe we'll reduce hopefully some membership of people in Sikandarabad club and so on. New Year's Eve night and may Allah forgive us. Maximizing, can you believe? I mean, this is the mad state of this world. Something which will be welcome the new year by what? Maximizing sin. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You want the new year to be the worst new year you ever had? You want the new year to be full of difficulty and full of hardship and full of loss? Because if you want it to be good, then if you want to really welcome the new year, I mean, let us all forget about the calendar and so on and so on. Even if you believe that, okay, this is the calendar and so on, then spend the night of 31st of December in, you know, the Hajjud by Jama'ah and fast on 31st or something. Allah, I'm not asking you to invent Ibadat, and of course it is not correct for us to fast and all that. This new year means nothing to us. But I'm just saying that if somebody really anticipates goodness, then they must make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they must turn their lives and make their lives good, not make it full of sin. But in the mad world we live in, the reason I'm saying it is we don't have to follow the same madness. At least minimum in our own lives we can bring some sense. And the sense is that there is an effect of sin and there is an effect of goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, the effect will be seen in this life. Khizyun fil hayati dunya. So let us not fool ourselves and say, this dunya nothing will happen, I can live my life and the akhirah will see. No. خزي في الحياة الدنيا. Very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, that the effect you will feel in this life itself. And then of course in the next life, in the afterlife, it's even worse. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from our own actions, to save us from our own nufus, and to save us from the evil of shaitan, and to make it easy for us to be obedient to him and to do that which is pleasing to him. And as a result of this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives full of khair in this dunya and full of khair in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.